And when we talk events and activities, yeah. Art, you have an event and an activity going on.
And it's an annual one. We will be at Abley Greenhouse and Garden Center. And it's one of the few things we did not fail to do during COVID. We were actually there last year, too. And as is always the case, Ernie Krieger will join me from Abley's. That will all happen tomorrow morning. I'll be there from 8 to 11, and Ernie will be on with me at 9 o'clock.
A lot of things that are going on this weekend. We have something going on tonight that's going to be very cool, especially for our purposes, at the Temple Theater at the Shaheen Performing Arts Center, as it is known. Under the Golden Ceiling, another chance to highlight performances. And tonight, highlighting dance and none other than our own from our sister station, KISS 107.1. Yvonne Daniels will be celebrating her dance capabilities along with Ernesto Ronnie Duran Gutierrez. A special evening that's going to be starting at 8 o'clock, and it's a chance for you to enjoy it online. And if you go to templetheater.com to find out more about this event, Under the Golden Ceiling, tonight at 8 o'clock. And again, Yvonne Daniels, our host from our sister station, going to be featured as part of that Under the Golden Ceiling dance performancing going on tonight at 8 o'clock. Find out more, templetheater.com, templetheater.com. The 15th annual Frankenmuth Dog Bowl is on, and it's on tomorrow and Sunday. This is where the dogs are competing in events like dock dogs and disc dogs with herding demonstrations, a pet parade, costume contest, trick competitions, and more. This is all happening at the Frankenmuth River Place shops again tomorrow and Sunday with the Dog Bowl, the 15th annual. It's also... you're going to have to find out more about this. I'll give you the online site in a moment. There's a hope for of the Balloons Over Bavarian Inn Festival as well. The 24 hot air balloon pilots from across the country taking to the skies. There's supposed to be a glow show and balloon flights. Weather could be determining factors in that. But the Dog Bowl is going to go on. And we'll also conclude with the Zenders of Frankenmuth Fireworks show on Sunday evening at 9:45. Find out all this information and more going to dogbowlfun.com events, dogbowlfun.com events, the dog show at the Frankenmuth River Place shops tomorrow and Sunday. Over the weekend, coming up on Monday, as we were talking about, the parade in Saginaw for Memorial Day, 11 o'clock, Janes and Washington, where it starts, heading down Washington to the Saginaw County Veterans Memorial Plaza for the noontime honoring. At the plaza. That's Monday with Pride in Saginaw and the Memorial Day Parade, 11 o'clock start time. Coming up on Wednesday, the Bay County Library System will host international best-selling author Miles Harvey. It's a Zoom hosting at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening, and the author, Miles Harvey, is going to talk about his acclaimed book, The King of Confidence, A Tale of Utopian Dreamers, Frontier Schemers, True Believers, False Prophets, and the Murder of an American Monarch. It was selected as the Michigan Notable Book and New York Times Book Review Editor's Choice Pick in 2020. It's a free event, by the way, but you have to register to get in and enjoy that Zoom session. You can go online to baycountylibrary.org, baycountylibrary.org, and get more information for next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, they're also going to have a town hall meeting for the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Committee that's going on. This is going to be at the World Outreach Campus Church at 2405 Bay in Saginaw, 6 until 8 p.m., and it's going to be hosted by former Saginaw Mayor Gary Loster and Pastor Hurley Coleman Jr., and it's a chance to chart a positive course for elections based on fair maps for Michigan today and in the future. And this town hall will discuss that and get information available, and you can ask questions. It's going to be digital and live streamed, and you can interact as well. And to find out more, in order to participate, coming up next Wednesday, again, 6 till 8 at the World Outreach Campus Church, you can always call 989-752-7957, 989-752-7957. Starting on Tuesday, because, yeah, I guess that's when summer starts. Saginaw Celebrates the Summer once again starts on the 1st of June, and it's presented by Hemlock Semiconductor Group and WSW, and our Alpha Media stations are happy to help promote. And one of the first events that's going on is going to be something coming up on next Thursday, June 3rd, Storytime at the Castle Museum at 10:30 in the morning, for preschoolers. It's free with a museum admission, which is very inexpensive. And that's at the Castle Museum in Saginaw next Thursday for the 10:30 story time at the castle. As Saginaw starts to celebrate summer all summer long, and we'll have updates here on WSGW. Also remember next Wednesday, once again, the Ecumenical Food Pantry at the First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw will be going on. It's a drive-through, and it starts at 9 a.m., and it's a first-come, first-served, about 120 boxes of food and personal items given away. The First Presbyterian Church on the corner of Court and Webster for next Wednesday's Ecumenical Food Pantry starting at 9 a.m. Some events and some activities the weekend and beyond that we have for you, a few things that we note.